tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Taking the leap of crazy faith. welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope all of you have had a very blessed week. God is so good, isn't He? No matter what kind of week you have had, I know that if you really stop and think, that you can surely find something good that has happened to you, a friend, or a loved one this past week. And folks, I didn't forget this time. I'm going to start off with my three testimonies that I've just recently added to the Hope Show Returns to share with our message each week. And so you might ask, why three? Isn't one enough? Perhaps, but God is so good all the time that I believe that we can challenge ourselves to think of more than just one thing each week that God has done something great in our lives. So, here are my three testimonies for the week. One, because of the excessive rain and heat, our new roof installation has been delayed. But the great news is that it is still in progress. It hasn't stopped. It's just coming along a little slower than planned. And at this time, about a quarter of our roof is finished. Praise God, though. Praise God. They've gotten started, and so I'm good with that. Number two, the road I travel to get to my mom's has been flooded once again. But praise God, there is an alternative route, and it's only about 15 to 20 minutes longer than I would normally travel. But I can still go to my mom's each week and help her, so praise God for that. And three, a clip on my Jeep window broke this past week, making my window fall completely down, and it wouldn't allow it to come back up. But, praise God, my amazing hubby wedged something up in there so that with all the rain that we've received this week, not once did the interior of my Jeep get wet. Shaziz ordered the part and was able to fix it for me. Thank you, Shaziz. I love you very much. You're the best. Last week, the message we started was part one of a mini-series about the armor of God. It is based on the Bible study from Priscilla Shire. Whether you've heard of Priscilla Shire or have already studied this book, the message is just so good. It's just great, fantastic, that it is worth repeating over and over. I have studied this, and every time I go back to the book and I read the notes that I took, I get something more from it each time. Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, and the armor of God comes from Ephesians 6, 10 through 19. Last week, we talked about what it means to put on the full armor of God. These attributes are as such: prayer, the sword or the word of God, held in one hand, the shield of faith held in the other hand, the helmet of salvation is worn on your head to protect your mind, the breastplate of righteousness is worn over your torso to protect your heart and other vital organs, the belt of truth is worn around your waist, the shoes of the gospel of peace is worn on your feet. From the message last week, we learned how to size up our enemy, which is the devil. We learned a little about what to look for when the devil comes lurking around to steal a soul. We learned about the wrestling match that goes on inside our head every day, and that it is not flesh and blood that we wrestle against, but instead against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of dark places, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places. We learn that the devil is real, and he disguises himself in many ways, and it is our job to undisguise him. We learned a few more things in the middle of the series there, but our final thought was to come up with a strategy plan to fight against the devil. If you missed out on last week's message, I strongly encourage you to go to shaziz.net, click on the upper left menu icon, scroll down to podcasts, and look up last week's message and listen to it. It will catch you up to speed for this week's message, and I know it will be a big blessing. I don't want you to miss out on any of the message and get lost in what the message is about. We will be moving fast, so I won't take up a lot of time each week to recap to catch us up to speed. So at this point, I would like for all of us to bow our heads in prayer before we begin the message. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We understand that without you, we are nothing and we can do nothing. Thank you for the grace and mercy, forgiveness, and unconditional love that you offer new every day. Thank you for every new blessing, though oftentimes none of us deserve it. Dear Heavenly Father, in Deuteronomy 3:22, your word says, "Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you." Thank you, Lord, for the promise and the comfort that that brings. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would assist us in remembering each day, and assist us each day to put on the full armor of God, to guard our lives against Satan's lies. We believe in your power to protect us. Your word is all we need. Stand firm in this world. Thank you that we never have to fight this world alone. We know and we recognize that you are constantly at work on our behalf. Forgive us for those times that we have not been prepared, too busy to care, or trying to figure out and fight things in our own strength. Dear Heavenly Father, please use me today to be a vessel to get your message out. There is someone who needs this message, and you know who they are. I pray their eyes, ears, and heart would be softened and opened to what you want each of your children to receive today. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining me in a moment of prayer. So let's begin. The message I have prepared for you over the next several weeks is about being a missionary in your life right where you are today. Oftentimes, when we think of missionaries, we think of individuals or a group of individuals that travel all over the place to further the kingdom of God. But God doesn't call everyone to travel around the world. But he does always call us to do something to further the kingdom of God, and that can also be done right from where you live right now. There are plenty of people right in your own general location that need God, that need you, to lead the way to help them to get where they need to be, and that is to be reconciled with God. Don't think that just because you don't travel to faraway places, then you are of no use to God, or that you're off the hook for any kingdom building, because that's not true. God uses everyone for the greater purpose, to those that have accepted the faith in the Lord into their heart and admit that He is their Savior. Time is such a precious gift. Are you making the most of it? Sometimes we forget at times, but one thing is always true. This world, our mind, is a battlefield. Day by day, hour by hour, we face a spiritual war and an enemy who is definitely real. He wants nothing more than to bring defeat. His main reason is to steal, kill, and destroy us. God also has a plan for our lives. It's up to us, though, whether we decide which voice we're going to listen to and who we will choose to follow each day. God has given us His Word. It is powerful and it is true. We must armor up with the Word of God each day to gain wisdom and protection to stand against the enemy. This week we're going to talk about the belt of truth. Some of you might remember from last week that I mentioned Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Satan is a master illusionist. Everything about Satan hinges on deception. An illusion is something that produces a false or misleading impression of the reality. Satan will make every attempt to confuse you into thinking that God does not mean exactly what he says. But if you truly know the Word of God inside and out, then Satan's suggestions can never stand up against the light of God's holy Word. In John 8:32, the Bible tells us, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The truth shows us how to avoid danger. As Christians, we must embrace the truth at all times and to agree to continually grow in the truth. Christians can count the Word of God as absolute truth, and it can be trusted to be our moral compass. Never go out without it. It is not by accident that Satan is referred to as the father of lies in the scripture of John 8:44. This means that Satan is literally the seed of all lies. He hates truth so much that he doesn't miss out on any opportunity to twist the intent of the Bible. In the natural world, a belt is used to hold on to something or to hold something up. Imagine for a moment that a piece of your belt is missing. No matter how tiny the piece is that is missing, the belt will not function properly if that piece is missing. The belt, to do its job, must be one continuous, unbroken piece. Living a lie, telling half-truths, thinking one minor failure isn't a big deal. Friends, I'm here to tell you, it's everything. It's everything. Our trust in God must be solid at all times, without any breaks, or we will find ourselves without a weapon. So with that said, let's talk about strengthening your core. For all of you athletic people, you know that with all the exercise programs and all the machines out there that they're designed to make you stronger and fit, it doesn't matter how many perks to the membership. If you are neglecting the core of your body, you won't benefit from everything as you should. At this moment, I want to talk about the core a little bit further. The core of our body is the area around our trunk and our pelvis. It's comprised of the abdominal muscle groups. It's the central link that connects the upper body to the lower body, allowing all of our limbs and movements to work in harmony with one another. Every motion you make requires support from this area. A strong core helps with balance, your stability, your resistance to injury, your stamina over time, and even under pressure. As a matter of fact, working and strengthening your core is so important that it can literally mean the difference in older age of still being able to walk around on your own or being confined to a chair. In other verses of the Bible, the book of Ephesians, this also connects with your spiritual life. One scripture says, "Stand your ground firm." This talks about stability. Another verse says, "Work on your core so all things will work in harmony together," which means building resistance. And in Ephesians 4:14, the Bible says, "So that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind." And this is referring to keeping your balance. And in James 1:2-4, the Bible says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." This, friends, also produces stamina in each one of us. If you don't have a strong core, you won't be able to defend yourself against Satan's attacks. It seems that when Paul started crafting a list for his spiritual armor, being strong and having a well-supported core was what he had in mind. So here, you see the significance of having a strong core. The belt of truth is an important piece of equipment. Without knowledge of God's Word, you won't know how to defend yourself against Satan. Generally speaking, our society isn't one that takes strong, firm stands for the truth. Sadly, even some of the churches today fail to hold clear views on right living and God-honoring choices. There have been so many new churches started, new age churches. It is a far stretch from the truth that churches should be teaching. It's a very broad view, at best, a distorted view, of what God has in mind for His children. But there are so many false prophets out there in the world today. You have to be super careful, and you have to know the Word of God inside and out, lest you be fooled by the new doctrine rising up. Back in earlier biblical times, Roman soldiers put on the belt of truth with honor. It wasn't some optional, secondary accessory like the kind that you or I might add to an outfit that we would wear today. It was a strategic, primary focal point of his attire. It was something that distinguished a soldier from a civilian. It was their core support, enabling him to do the demanding movements of war. Truth, folks, is our core support. It provides the essential backing that we need when we are in the middle of a spiritual war. Remember, Satan's number one device is deception. He shades reality with all the pretty, enticing, and alluring colors, seducing us away from the principles of God. He hides consequences in the fine print, where highlighting only the parts that appeal to our flesh. His packaging is so clever that if we do not know the Word of God, then we are easily led astray. Let me ask you, friends, think back to a time when you were caught off guard. Satan lied to you. By what was his method, and what were the consequences of letting your guard down? Do you remember? Do you remember back? Can you think of anything that really stands out in your mind as I'm talking about it? What was tucked up in the fine print, and you didn't even get the memo about it? We have all been through it at one time or another. For me, I think it is Satan telling me, just one more time, it won't matter. I have heard that many times in my life, and I can tell you for real, folks, it does matter. Everything matters to God. Don't believe Satan's lies. During those times when your desires did not align with what you knew was the truth of God, how have you justified it to yourself to bend His word in a way that made it seem like it was okay to do? Those are some tough questions, friends, and they deserve some thought and a truthful answer. Truth basically defines God's opinion on all matters. Truth of God is our standard. No matter what you might tell yourself to justify your actions, to be deceived by the enemy, only the truth of God is our standard, the right choice, and anything less than that, that does not align up with the Word of God, is wrong, plain and simple. How are you supposed to put on this belt of truth? Does anyone have any ideas out there? First, you decided to accept God's truth as your own standard. You commit yourselves to the truth and the boundaries set before you by God, and you resolve to teach them to your own children. Then daily, you systematically, repeatedly, let God help you to align your walk with His. You continually keep learning about the character and purposes of God. Then you unapologetically synchronize your convictions, even when it's hard or unpopular to do so. Folks, learn to filter every circumstance of your life. Ask yourself, in every circumstance, is the way that you are about to handle a certain situation line up with God's truth? Truth is your starting point, and everything after that seems to fall into place. Friends, I have to say this. Just because you read the Bible does not mean you have chosen it for your standard of living. I know. Ouch! That might be painful for some of you to hear. And in my much earlier years, I can say that I related to that. I was a new believer, and I made lots of mistakes along the way. I still do. But I have gotten so much better about not making as many mistakes and staying in the Word of God. No one is perfect. I always tell myself, and I always tell others, I'm a work in progress. God isn't done with me yet. I'm clay. He is the potter. Who knows what my life will look like as he keeps working on me. But I'm certainly looking forward to finding out as my life journey continues, hopefully for many more years ahead. Friends, the real test of what we choose as our standard of living comes when the world sways in the opposite direction. Will we also sway with the world, or will we stand firm and strong, make those unpopular choices, and stand by God's standard of living? I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be talking about the truth checkup, similar to the checkup that doctors give us each year or on a regular basis. But instead of this, we will be truth checkupping. Stay tuned for the next half of part two of The Armor of God.
Raindrops rolling off my brim. Street lights got the pavement glistening. Touchdown, I fall into your arms. Right where I belong, your everlasting arms. And where would I be without you? I'd be back in my
welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. I am so happy you could join me. I have a lot that I want to share with you in the series of the Armor of God, so I will not take up time to recap. I will be moving right along in the series. If you are just tuning in, I would encourage you to go to shaziz.net later on this afternoon, or when you can, and then click on the menu button in the top left corner, scroll down to podcasts, click on it, and find my most recent or most current podcasts. They are listed by name of message, and there you will find the series that we are currently on, The Armor of God. I know it will be a blessing to you, so please don't miss out on any of the part of this series. Please always, always, always share with your friends and the rest of your family as well. So, as I mentioned before the break, the next thing we're going to talk about is getting a truth checkup. It's always good to get a checkup so that you will know whether you are healthy or something unforeseen has been detected. Have any of you that are 40 plus gone to your doctor for an annual checkup and suddenly the doctor starts mentioning things that you should start doing because you're that age, especially exercising? For those of you like me that have not been used to doing core exercises to strengthen the stomach muscles, it is a big shock when you try to do them, and within minutes you're saying to yourself, wow, this is not easy. I don't even know if I can keep doing this. That is the moment that you realize just how weak your core really is. Your enemy is looking for the weakness in us. But if you don't realize that your commitment to truth is so flimsy at best, then how are you going to plan to win the spiritual war? Satan's target is in our mind. His weapon is lies, and your defense is God's word. So how do you know if you have a weak core? There are three indicators. One, poor posture. A strong core allows you to stand straighter and for longer periods of time. Also, with a stronger core, you are less likely to buckle under the pressure when carrying heavier loads. Those with poor posture will find themselves walking around with a curved or a hunched over shoulders and more sagging as the aging process sets in. Let's stop and think for a moment. Have you given it any thought to what the side effects are of a life that is not aligned with the word of truth? What would you and I look like? Let me share a verse from Romans 2, 6 through 9 with you. He will repay each one according to his works. Eternal life to those who, by persistence in doing good work, doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality. But wrath and indignation to those who are self-seeking and disobey the truth, but are obeying unrighteousness, affliction, and distress for every human being who does evil. This is one of the many verses, folks, in the Bible that talk about the side effects of our life if we choose to live a life dishonoring God. If I were to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very poor, 10 being very good, how would you rate your spiritual posture right now? The second indicator of a weak core is injury prone. Core muscles hold your spine in place. When the core is weak, any strenuous activity can cause a serious injury. Being injury prone is hard on our joints and our muscles. And without a strong core, we are all vulnerable and without protection. If you do not wear the belt of truth around your core, Satan will certainly get in there and deceive you. The third indicator of a weak core is body fatigue. Boy, I know there are a lot of you out there that can relate to having some serious body fatigue every day. But that's a different kind of fatigue than what I'm talking about, and so we will leave that for another day. But here's the deal, folks. Even if your core itself doesn't show clear signs of weakness, its flaws can manifest themselves in other muscle groups. When the core is not well supported, it's not able to supply the level of strength you need for other body movements. In other words, when you are standing firmly on the truth of God, when His truth is at the core of your existence, strength flows into every area of your life. All your movements bear witness to the power of God working in you. So I ask you again, folks, from the three indicators mentioned about the condition of your core in areas of posture, resilience, and stamina, how do you think you measure up on the scale of 1 to 10? If we are honest with ourselves, I believe that there is always, always room for improvement in each of our lives. But wait, there is more to the belt of truth besides what we've already been talking about. The belt of truth is the first piece of the armor of God. All the pieces of the armor belong to God and come from Him. All the pieces of the armor are designed to help us stand against the schemes of the devil. The belt of truth is the first one listed because without truth, we are lost and the devil will surely overpower us. It is fitting that the belt of truth be listed first because in John 14:6, the Bible tells us, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and it is through Him that we come to God. Truth is one of the most important things in life for a Christian. Without the truth, the rest of the armor would be useless. Now we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about something that they call a hanger. Does anyone know what a hanger is in biblical terms? In relation to the Roman soldiers that I mentioned earlier, and the belt was put in place to support and strengthen the core. The belt is also referred to as a hanger. It secured several additional pieces of the armor and kept them solidly in place. The sword and dagger were attached to the hanger for easy access. The heavy breastplate that protected the soldier's heart and other vital organs was also attached to the belt. There also, the tunic was tucked in so that the soldiers would not trip while they were in battle. So in other words, the belt is the hanger, and its purpose is to secure, organize, and stabilize the other pieces. The belt of truth is the stabilizer for all the other pieces of the armor. Righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the Word of God, and even prayer. Something else to think about. The soldier's belt not only stabilized the other pieces, but it also carried some of the burden of the weight from each so that as to take some of the pressure off the soldiers of the shoulders of the soldiers. Without this, then the soldiers would have to carry the full weight of everything on their shoulders. Friends, can you see the spiritual connection between that? Without the belt of truth, you are burdened with the responsibility of carrying the full weight of your own righteousness. Instead of you living a life led by God's truth, you are left on the hook for trying to do things on your own. But with God's truth around your waist, holding everything in place, you are relieved of that pressure. The belt of truth allows freedom in your movement because you're not burdened down by the weight of your own righteousness, but instead you are living your life in God's truth. God's ways are always the best ways. Used properly, all the pieces are supposed to work with one another to make the perfect balance for our life. And so next we're going to be moving right along and we're going to be talking about walking in the ways of the Lord. You know, friends, it would be so much easier to detect Satan's deceptive ways if we were just simply talking about just flat-out, bold-faced lies. But it's seldom ever that easy. It's rarely just a in-your-face and all of that. That is why it's called deception. It's a lie, cloaked in a modified version of the truth. It's a fraud. It's an illusion, if you will. It doesn't announce its arrival, and it's not written out in these big black letters in front of you, clearly for you to see. That is why it is all the more important for us to armor up with the belt of truth. We need something that is absolute, that we can refer to, that will lift the veil of disguise and show it for what it truly is, which is a lie. The belt of truth will expose Satan, and he can't fight up against the truth. So, remember, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. But, in Ephesians 5:13, the Bible says, all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that is visible becomes light. Friends, Satan may try to disguise himself as an angel of light, but when the truth comes out and God's real light shines on the darkness, then darkness becomes exposed and can no longer remain hidden in disguise. And the light is what separates fact from fiction. Our deceiver operates in darkness, and he hopes he can draw us over to operate in darkness with him. As long as we keep stumbling around for the truth, then we will be weak, and he has us right where he wants us. But the truth of God's word is our light. In Ephesians 5:8, the Bible tells us, "For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light." Why do we talk so much about light and truth? Why do you think that is? The answer is that it is because there is nothing else in our lives that is steady enough or stable enough to do what only light and truth can. Friends, we need to be in prayer, asking God for the courage to hold the Bible way up over our heads as a banner over our lives. Read the Word and listen for instructions, friends. And so, this concludes part two of the armor of God, but at the end of each weekly series, I want to talk with you for just a moment about making a strategy plan for the upcoming week that ties in with all that we are learning about. Back in the Roman soldier days, if you were caught doing something inappropriate, it was like catching your pants down, catching you with your pants down. Have you ever heard of that old saying? I guess I'm kind of dating myself here a little bit, but anyway, an officer higher in rank would punish them by making them take off their belts and stand in front of all to see. And to be without your belt was an embarrassment. Everyone knew you'd done something wrong if you were standing up there without your belt. And today we are not so much different than back in those older days. We are all soldiers for God's army. We should constantly and consistently be marked by the truth of our God. And it should be just as embarrassing to us today as it was for the soldiers back then if we are caught without it. God's banner of truth should fly high on the flagpole of our life. God's truth is so important. Never, ever, ever leave home without it. Without God's standard for our life in place in our hearts, our bodies, our mind, and our soul, we will forever and always be subject to falling for Satan's lies. But don't you fall for that. Don't fall for that. Create another strategy this week to combat his evil ways. This next thing I say, I want you to pay really close attention to what I'm saying. And I want you to keep it in your mind this coming week, along with all the other things that we've been learning. Satan zeroes in on our deepest insecurities and desires with the intention of showing you how you can bypass God to meet every single one of those desires and those deep insecurities. friends, don't be fooled. Don't take the bait. Know your Bible. Know the truth, so that you will be ready when Satan comes knocking on your door. Friends, just say, no thanks. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And this is how you do battle with the darkness of this world. Let us go to prayer time. Dear Heavenly Father, go with each and every one of us this week. Help us to be brave and of good courage every day. Remind us daily to put on the full armor of God. When we want to skip vital steps in our daily right living, Father, convict us at that same moment so that we can go back and do it the right way. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that for that you would fill us with discernment too, so that we would know what is right and what is almost right. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us of our sins and help us to forgive others as you so graciously forgive us. Father, we know that storms don't last forever. When the trials and tribulations come, you are always there beside us. And when it is too dangerous for us to walk, then you carry us. But we are never alone. Thank you for loving us so unconditionally. Thank you for every blessing, every conviction, every lesson. Thank you for your word and for knowing and having complete trust and faith in you, that in whatever the circumstance, we are not alone, and that you are working it all out for our good in the end. Never let us get lazy about studying your word, and so that we will not fall for the enemy's deceptive ways. Father God, keep us and our families safe this coming week. Place your hedge of protection around us individually and our homes. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we give you all the praise and glory. In your Son Jesus' name, and all the people said amen. Friends, God bless each and every one of you for joining me here today. I look forward to joining all of you again next week, same time, same place. And I love all of you so much, and I hope every one of you won't forget that. I care about you. I care about you just as I do my immediate family here in my own home. And I want only the best for you, just as God does. And I want your soul to be saved, and I want you to be reconciled with God, and I want you to have the best life that God designed us to have. And so, as I said, keep striving, keep moving forward. Stay close to God, and whatever you do, don't ever give up. And so for now, for the two closing songs, and I hope you will stick around long enough to listen to them and enjoy them. And so I will be back next week, same time, same place. Love you all.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new.
Even if you fall sometimes, you will have the strength to rise. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow, heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. Oh, I'm broken, lift up your face. For the weary, rest there.